Cape Breton Regional Police responded to a report of a grenade located inside a Sydney business yesterday morning. An emergency alert was sent out to area residents and businesses urging them to avoid the area and that a bomb squad was on its way to the scene from Halifax. Steve Van Ostrand owns a business near the building where the grenade was found. He explains to Coast Radio what was relayed to him by the police.
Someone busted a window, pulled a pin and threw a grenade into the building. And that there was a flash based on what the security camera saw, I guess, but no actual explosion. Out of abundance of caution, they're getting the bomb squad down from Halifax to robotically remove it and make sure it's not going to cause any further damage, because in that space there's acetylene tanks and oxygen tanks, and behind the buildings there's propane tanks.
Van Ostrand says they were not told to evacuate the area. When Coast Radio arrived at his business, there was at least five employees there.
We've allowed our staff, any staff that are concerned, they can leave. But we're staying open based on what the police told us, because we don't have a mandatory evacuation. And he said the risk is low, obviously, but there is, I guess, a potential risk. Now, when they bring the robot in, we may close, because then they're actually going to probably run it down past our building, from what they're telling us. So at that point, we may close.
Regional Police Staff Sergeant Darren Barrington didn't have further information to share other than to say there are no suspects yet.
It's still under investigation right now. We have to wait till we review some video and talk to some witnesses and canvas the area. And this is the first time we've ever had an incident there with like a grenade in a building.
Police later told Coast Radio at the scene that the grenade was located and a robot was involved in a controlled detonation. A second emergency alert was issued in the evening to the public stating that the emergency was cleared. There are no reports of any injuries. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.